Welcome back to our episode 7 of our middle school podcast, and thank you again for tuning in. This week, we're looking to continue our conversation about the implications of COVID-19 on our middle school community. And thank you for the positive feedback we received about last week's podcast. And the goal here is to continue to bring you the different perspectives from our middle school as we work our way through these really difficult times. We are recording this podcast online, so if the sound quality isn't perfect, please understand that we are learning new technologies every day, and we're going to try and make sure you can get a nice clear podcast each week as we move forward. Today I'm thankful to be joined by a couple of guests. Mr. Alex Sullivan is our Year 9 Pastoral Area Leader, and I've got with me two of our newly elected student leaders, Mitchell Reek and Connor Maloney. First of all, Alex, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hello, Mitch. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Have you listened to any of the podcasts previously?
No.
Okay, that's great feedback. And Connor, welcome to you.
G'day, guys.
Is this your first podcast recording?
Yeah, first experience for me, yep.
Okay, all right. As I said, we're all learning on the go here, but thank you for being with us. And I think it's going to be great to hear your perspectives on what we're currently going through. Alex, let's start with you. It's been an incredible last couple of weeks, both locally and globally. How have you and your new young family reacted to this outbreak?
Yeah, I guess it's one of those sort of things that it's never happened before. So it's sort of, we're just doing our best to sort of fit the mold that everybody else is trying to fit. For us, it just means, we had weeks and weeks of people booked in to come and see the new little guy, Harvey, who was born about a month ago now, to come and see and cuddle and visit him. But, with all the social distancing measures, it's sort of, we have to rely on, the technology, like Zoom and FaceTime and WhatsApp and all that kind of stuff, just to sort of make sure that people are still in the loop of, how he's growing and whatnot. So it's different, but we're just really thankful that, we have this opportunity to actually still connect, whether, via socially or via, the internet, which has been really great in some senses, but in other senses, like on the weekend, we connected with our whole family. 20 of us sort of all connected to Zoom was a bit of a madhouse, everybody trying to get in which way. But no, it's been different, but it's thankfully been good to, still be able to connect, if not in face and not through technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitch, we're only days into new social restrictions published by the government. How is life different for you as a Year 9 student now? What changes have you noticed for you?
Just normally it's getting into holiday times and everyone's really excited and planning catch-ups and, just can't do anything. And, all of our sport, which is pretty important in our lives, we do a lot of that, just, can't do any of it. Just don't really know what to do with ourselves at sometimes.
We were speaking before the podcast about the challenges of the next 2 weeks where you don't have schoolwork to do. Is that in some ways more challenging? Would you rather have something to do than a holiday where there's less structure and less stuff to do, I guess?
Well, yeah, because at least on a normal holiday, you can still plan outings and do something. There's really just nothing to do. You're just cooped up inside all day. Yep. So it's just going to be really hard. I'm going to test us, and we'll be using all of these platforms to try and socialize because it's all we can do.
Yeah. I can give you some assessment work then, mate, if you want. I can give you some English assignments and I can do that. I can organize that.
Be careful what we ask for, hey? Hey, Connor, have you been staying on top of the news feed, what's happening locally and globally? I'm interested in whether or not, a Year 9 student is interested in what's happening in the news.
Yeah, well, certainly me. Waking up every morning, bit of a late wake up on these holidays, but you'll come out and watch the telly and it's all over the news as like a global pandemic it is. It's it's all over the world and everyone just wants to really stay up to date on like how to stay safe and like how to protect their families, obviously, because I know a lot of families have the elderly people who are quite vulnerable to this pandemic. And so my family anyway, we want to just like keep our grandparents safe, make sure that they know what we're doing, make sure what we're doing. We're always staying updated on the guidelines. They're changing every day. There's stats that are telling us how big the virus is actually growing. So that's kind of scary for us. And I know most of the year 9 families anyway, they'll definitely be waking up every morning, staying up to date on the news. So yeah.
When you have caught up with your mates online via whatever, forum it is, are you talking about coronavirus or have you just got other stuff to talk about?
Yeah, I've got an app called House Party and I've joined up multiple occasions with my mates. And I think our sense as kids, we're not very mature and we just like really take the mickey out of it and like muck around a bit. But like when you look at it from another perspective, it is quite a serious thing. Even though in Australia, it hasn't really reached that really serious stage. Look at other countries like Spain, Italy and China, and they're really being affected. So it is quite a scary thought. And definitely we have talked about it over the different platforms when we've discussed it as like friends and stuff.
Yeah. Mitch, do you get a sense that your mates are taking it seriously? I mean, so humor aside, and I think I certainly, if I understood correctly, Connor, there's jokes and I've been said memes and jokes and things like that. And I think that's the part of our nature is to chuckle along with some things. But do you think
it's a coping mechanism sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Alex. Mitch, do you reckon that your mates are taking the virus and the social restrictions seriously?
Oh, I reckon we are. Like, it's been such an important part of our life at the moment that it's kind of hard not to pay attention. And it's like almost every conversation topic. And like with our mates, we try to not avoid it, but we try to also focus on other things going on because like we hear it's on the news and on the TV constantly, try and get away from it a bit. And so we do try to talk about just other stuff that's going on, but we do still talk about it because it's like such a massive thing going on at the moment that it's hard not to.
Yeah, 100%. Alex, we've been on, we had a day last week and this week we've been pupil free, and the teachers, I guess, for the last couple of weeks now have been sensing that term 2 is increasingly more likely to be delivered in an online format. Do you want to give us a bit of a sense of what the teachers have been working on in preparation for the online format in term 2?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things since last week. It's sort of every day it's different. We've sort of been responding to each update from the PM or from Education Queensland or from the Queensland government. Sort of we've just been bouncing around from that. But now that we've got a little bit more clarity around what's going to happen, we've had teachers just absolutely hitting the ball running in terms of developing content that can be accessed online all for term 2. We've really adopted the Zoom platform where we can actually all conference in isolation, and really looking at trying to be able to provide a teaching and learning cycle for students from their remote locations, and even being able to still engage in collaboration and proper collaboration that actually is engaging for the students while still maintaining their social distancing. So most teachers, and if not all teachers, have been busy trying to adapt their OneNotes or their resources that we usually use explicitly in front of students to now being able to use remotely and online.
Yeah, like I gotta say, I echo those words. I think given the short time we've got, I've been really impressed and proud of the way that our teachers have gone about the last week and a bit in readying this. And our biggest priority here is that we continue learning and continue education and find ways to overcome the challenges of not being face-to-face, which is one of the things that we really like about teaching, is being able to engage with the boys. But our biggest priority now is ensuring that teaching and learning continues. And at the same time, we preserve the community that we've been building, because we're going to be coming back to it, and we want to make sure we're all still together, and at the same time moved our programs along.
And at the same time, like, we really want to make sure that the, you know, because the parents of the students are going to take a big role in making sure that students have the access to all those resources and can follow along. So, you know, the cows and everybody at the middle school partial team have been really trying to work towards trying to make sure that that process is as simple and easy as possible for both parents and students alike, to really make sure that, you know, the interruption is you know, minimized as possible.
Yeah. Mitch, if we're in online in term two, or at least a part of term two or all of term two, who knows, but we're not attending school for classes, what do you think will be the hardest part of learning in that environment?
Oh, it'll just be like staying motivated and organized to get the work done. Because like in class, you go to class, like you go to school and you know it's time to work, and you work for the 6 hour day or whatever, come home and you can have a bit of chill time. Whereas now there's such a finer line between like work and home, that's just going to be, and you might just want to be able to say, oh, I can get it done tomorrow, because there's no one checking up on you really. And it's like, and because we don't really know what assessment's going to happen either. We don't know anything about that. So it's going to just be like staying motivated and staying on top of our workload, because it's pretty easy to get ahead of us if we just take a few days off.
Yeah. I can guarantee you, Mitch, we'll be staying on top of you. There'll be no hiding in the corners. We're putting in some measures to ensure that that work does tick over. And I definitely acknowledge that motivation is going to be something that we're going to need to address and make sure that everyone can get on, can access and find work that's going to be engaging. And we're going to be really calling on parents as well to help with that, because they're going to be our eyes and ears on the home front as well. Connor, how do you think you'll stay in social contact with your mates during term two? What do you think that looks like?
Well, in this day and age, really in our age group anyway, we're very socially connected online anyway, considering the resources that we have. This virus, the only real change is the learning and not coming out of your house. And I think we do have the resources, such as like phones, you got text, you got call, you got all the different platforms like FaceTime, we're using Zoom here, you got PlayStation, we all really talk on the weekends anyway, and after school hours. So I think the only big change is that we're not really going to school. But me, myself, I'll stay in social contact with my mates during term two, really just if I need to call them, I'll give them a ring. If I need help with work, I'm sure I can reach out to them. A lot of them will be needing of help. So yeah, I think if it'll be quite easy to stay in contact with them. I just think it'll take time to get used to.
Alex, how do we all stay fit and healthy and sane over the next 2 weeks of school holidays? What advice do you have for parents, for students who are listening to the podcast about how do we, before we get into those new routines of term two, how do we stay fit and healthy and sane?
Yeah, it's a tough one, because everybody's context, everybody's environment's different. Everybody has access to different things. For me, the biggest thing that everybody can do consistently is routine. We've got 2 weeks now, really, to start practicing that routine. So trying to get out of bed at a reasonable time that you would normally, you know, during school, if everything was going normal. Whether that means getting up and rather than getting the bus to go to school, you get up and go for a walk or do an exercise in the home gym if you've got a home gym, or you know, outside in the backyard, or doing something physically to start that endorphin rush to get you going. Also, you know, following the same sort of processes of getting up and getting dressed. You know, you don't want to be that person that's sitting in their pajamas until 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then only realizing I've got to get changed. So I think routine is the biggest thing, not only for physical well-being, but also for your mental well-being as well. If you can start establishing proper routines, you know, 3 meals a day, 4 meals a day, exercise, doing work, having a break, having a chat to people, socializing online, and keeping that routine going, you're definitely going to be putting yourself in a position where when term two does start, you'll be a lot better off, as opposed to the people that would normally on the holidays sleep until 12:30, you know, in the day, and sort of do something for a couple of hours, and then potentially, you know, go back to sleep or stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, not have that scheduled routine. So it's a really good opportunity here to practice that routine in these 2 weeks off.
Did you hear that, Connor?
So
no more sleep-ins, Connor. Connor, what you and Mitch are both, you know, fit, healthy, active people. Do you have any goals for holidays, Connor? Things that you want to achieve, or things that you can see yourself doing given the restrictions?
Yeah, well, I'm actually currently going through rehab, so I'm just looking back to get fit and healthy. I've been out of sport for quite a while, so it isn't really a new thing, given this virus outbreak. But I know for a lot of healthy people like Mitch, it'll definitely be harder for them to stay healthy and in a routine, because I know lots of club sports, school sports, they've all shut down. So I think it's more of just like a self thing that you have to motivate yourself to keep fit, to keep healthy. I know me, I'll definitely not be sleeping in. I'll be waking up early, and I'll be getting straight off to the gym at my house, or getting on a run down the road, down the long driveway. But yeah, I think it's just a routine, like Sir said. If once you get in it, you should be right, and it should be pretty good to go throughout the whole holidays.
Mitch, what about you? What plans for the holidays? Things that you can, things that you're hoping to achieve to keep yourself having some recreation, fit, healthy, social. What's on the plans?
Yeah, well, so like my running squad, we've now been cancelled with the, like, you're only allowed two people out together. So I'm still trying to get out with a run, on a run with someone. But it's just, yeah, just going on runs, and just, we've got our wind trainer set up at home, just doing any exercise we can get in at the moment. And like when you're out on runs, you just, there's so many more people out walking their dogs, or yeah, going on walks. So it's just what everyone's trying to do, just because, yeah, all of their organized sports really gone. So you got to try and just do whatever you can to stay healthy. And it's obviously helping the mental health as well, getting out and about when you've been locked up all day. So yeah, it's just going out and doing something at least.
Yeah, 100%. Boys, and Alex, thank you for joining us in this podcast. I think it's it's really good to hear your perspectives on this. And I certainly congratulate you on your appointment to your roles as house leaders. And I think when we get the opportunity to hear your voice more often throughout term two and the other elected leaders as well, I think it will be really important, because you can provide us as adults with that youth perspective. But I think you, both of you, speak really well, and love to have you back in the podcast in some point throughout term two. Thank you for being part of this, and Alex, same to you. Thanks for being part of the podcast.
Pleasure.
And thank you for the parents for tuning in. I really, on behalf of all the middle school community, wish that our families stay safe. Hopefully our boys can use this time to have a nice restful holiday and get themselves ready for a different learning environment in term two, but one that is going to have its challenges, but one that we're going to need to be ready to overcome as we move through. So again, all the best to our middle school families. Have a happy Easter and a safe Easter. I look forward to seeing you next term. Bye for now.